If some of their more liberal anchors don't go bye-bye, don't be a bit surprised if that happens. Stick around. More to do. Tommy White joins us. Tommy White, of course, Labor is 872, and a really good guy. We'll talk about the masks coming off as of last Thursday. Life is so much better, am I right? Except for the workers. Like, workers, employees, are still wearing the mask, and that's wrong. That's absolutely... If we can go without masks, they can go without masks. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson-Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Supreme Court will hear an abortion case from Mississippi that could curtail or vastly limit Roe versus Wade. The law, on hold due to lower court decisions, would restrict abortion after an unborn baby was determined to have viability after the 15th week of pregnancy. John Bursch of Alliance Defending Freedom tells Salem Radio News why this particular law was chosen.
Well, the Mississippi cert petition, that's the document that requests the court to hear a case, explained that a bright-line viability rule, which the court had articulated in one of its opinions, was inconsistent with language in other Supreme Court opinions saying that states had an interest in human life and in mother's health beginning at the moment of conception, as well as a Supreme Court case that upheld the right of the government to prohibit the barbaric partial birth abortion procedure, which can take place before viability.
The court is expected to hear the case next term. On the Senate floor today, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell defended Israel, saying there should not be calls for both Israel and Hamas to de-escalate.
The United States needs to stand four square behind our ally. And President Biden must remain strong against the growing voices within his own party that create false equivalence between terrorist aggressors and a responsible state defending itself.
The fighting is entering its second week. The White House says President Biden has expressed support for a ceasefire during a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Biden has released his tax returns, restoring a longstanding presidential tradition. They show that 25.9% of the first couple's income went to the federal government in the year 2020. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 54 points, the NASDAQ dropped 50, the S&P 500 lower by 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
They say, if you love something, set it free. At LifeLock, we say,
what a load of bull hockey! All that saving up and paying off debt, and now some identity thief wants to set it free? Crazy talk! LifeLock helps monitor your info and alerts you to potential identity threats. If you become a victim, we'll help fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but LifeLock helps you keep what's yours. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code SMART.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, no surprise to many, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee is running for governor of Nevada in 2022 as a Republican. The campaign officially begins today with a rollout video. Back in April, Lee switched from the Democratic Party to become a Republican. The mayor of Nevada's third largest city is expected to face some stiff competition, though, in the GOP primary, looking to defeat Democratic incumbent Steve Sisolak. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo has expressed interest in running, as has Congressman Mark Amadi. Former Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison is also rumored to be considering a run for the state's highest office. SEMA, the trade show which highlights aftermarket car equipment, confirms its convention will happen during its regular early November date this year. Show officials say the convention will take place November 2nd through the 5th at the Las Vegas Convention Center. The popular show is expected to fill every Las Vegas Convention Center hall during its run. In a recent interview, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said the Metropolitan Police Department typically receives reports of about 7,000 stolen vehicles per year. In 2021, the number of stolen vehicles is up about 26% just so far.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Watch for a crash. It's consuming the two left lanes, including the HOV lane. That is Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. Crews are on the scene, but you are bumper to bumper all the way back to the Spaghetti Bowl there on Interstate 15 southbound. Also 515 west at Charleston, bumper to bumper.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Just after 5 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. Good to have you with us. Joining us, as he does on a regular basis, my friend Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. He ran for governor and came close. But the big thing for him is that he rode to all 17 counties. His great claim to fame is he rode to all 17 counties, and he had opinions on a lot of really interesting subjects. He joins us now. Jared, how you been? You have a good weekend?
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Great weekend. And you?
Good. And let me just ask you, when you ride every day, am I right?
Yeah.
Have you been riding with a mask?
No, I have not been riding with a mask.
At all?
Not unless I want to suffocate and die. No, I do not ride with a mask.
Okay. No. Just curious. Well, the CDC said that we don't need masks indoors, outdoors. And I got to tell you, I saw a lot of really happy people out over the weekend. Did you?
Yeah. People are really excited. In fact, there's people who didn't hear about the kind of the take off your mask. I call it the take off your mask mandate, but there's people who are walking in our retail location saying, "Did I miss a memo?" As they're wearing their mask, I'm like, "Yeah, you missed the memo." So
that is great. Yeah. No, that is dynamite. What does this mean? I mean, people's personal freedom, I think, is so important in America, and now we have been freed.
Yeah, Kevin. I mean, here's the deal. You know, there has to be a level of responsibility amongst us Americans, and I think we're a country of integrity. And, you know, there's a few bad players out there, a few bad actors out there, but for the most part, the people that I've witnessed through three retail locations, tour operations, et cetera, people who are not vaccinated are wearing their masks still, and people who are vaccinated are not wearing their masks. And people who, have their own, want to use their own agency and wear a mask for whatever reason it may be, well, they do it, and they do or do not do it. So I think we're doing actually really well. And, you know, if we need it, you have to have a level of responsibility for your own health, too. I mean, the one thing I stand up for is being a responsible person in our community and in this wonderful country. And, you know, we have to have a level of responsibility not only for ourselves, but as examples to others. So, if you need to be wearing a mask, then you should wear your mask. But if you don't need to be wearing a mask, you have that freedom not to wear your mask. And, we're just, in our locations, we are trusting that our clientele are doing the right thing. But we're not going to police anybody. We're certainly not going to do that.
I was just going to ask, one of the things I thought was interesting on one of the Sunday shows, I forget which one, Dr. Rochelle Walensky told Chris Wallace, I believe it was, that people need to essentially police themselves and do this by themselves as a way of protecting not just themselves, but other people. Isn't that the way it should have been all the way along, though?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I do agree with that. I mean, I think there was a point where America was really scared. I mean, the world was scared because we didn't know what this virus was going to do. And during that time, I can see the extra precautions. But once we realized it wasn't as deadly as we had thought, then I thought that we were over speculating the virus itself, and we were starting to compromise other things like our economy and so forth. I mean, people can be responsible in America, and I have faith that people are. Again, there are a few bad actors out there, but they get called out. You know, people will call them out. So I mean, my whole family, we've all been vaccinated now, my boys and my wife, and I got my second vaccination shot today. You know, I did it, and I'm not dead, and I'm not wearing my mask right now, and I feel pretty great about it. It's, you know, but I did what I needed to do for my country and what I felt like I needed to do, and I carried on. So, yeah, I mean, I agree, Kevin.
Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. You and I have talked over the last couple of years a lot about the economy and what's going to happen with the economy. With the masks now coming off, what does that mean for the economy in your view?
Well, first off, we're building confidence back into the economics of our country. And that is the driver. When people are confident, when people feel safe, when people feel unthreatened, then they start to do the things that makes them happy. They start to engage in things that they were doing prior to this pandemic. And we are seeing it hand over hand, Kevin, right now. We are witnessing our busiest year ever. I can't hire enough people right now within our business. And you know, I'm not just a Nevada-based business. You know, we do stuff all over the Western United States heavily, and we are so busy that I don't know what we're going to do in some sense. But people are just raring to get back out and just to get their businesses going again. The ones that have survived, we've got some casualties along the way. But as America goes, a land of opportunity and entrepreneurship, new things will thrive, like a forest fire. You know, things die, but then things thrive out of that.
We've talked a lot about tourism. What about tourism? And are you finding that is improving as well?
Yeah, especially like where I live here in Southern Nevada, our local tourism market has really taken off. And we're, especially for us, because we're in the, you know, adventure business, and more people just want to get outside. And I've been saying this for months now, but every time I talk to you, it's getting busier and busier for us. But it's not just us. I mean, I am seeing many businesses start to just really boost. I'm even seeing, restaurants that we work with, they're getting busier and busier as they can open up more. But, you know, as far as the tourism goes, not just cycling and hiking and rock climbing, but the Jeep tours, the bird watching tours, walking up the Grand Canyon, all this tourism is just building and building and building. Now, I will say the national parks around the country still have their requirements for following the CDC's original guidelines of mask wearing within the park. So you'll still see people who work within the parks and outfitters still wearing masks and so forth, but that's basically mandated by the supervisors of the national parks around the country, I should say.
Jared,
we are really busy.
Jared, are you having trouble finding, like people are all over the country, finding workers, qualified workers?
Yeah, well, there's a couple angles to that, Kevin. I mean, we're in a niche market, so it's tough for us to find, you know, somebody who is a professional hiking guide or professional biking guide, but what I am seeing is there are some people that were taking big government payments during the pandemic, and they don't want to work right now. So our pool of available applicants has shrunk, and it's made it harder and harder for especially businesses like ours. So, you know, if they're still collecting some type of a payment from the government and they don't have to do anything, well, they're not going to do anything. So it is challenging, especially some of those some other businesses like restaurants and so forth. I mean, I've heard some pretty crazy stories from restaurants. They're picking up in business, but they can't find people to work for them.
Wow. By the way, you may have heard the story. Gentleman Jim Dallas was bringing you the story during the news. SEMA. Big convention, auto parts, replacement auto parts. They're going to fill every convention center availability in November. Are you seeing major folks like that, SEMA, the World of Concrete? Do you see more and more of that booking and feeling confident that they'll be able to, you know, have their convention in December or January or February?
Yeah, I sure do. I'm really confident that we'll be on the very end of this COVID-19 pandemic by then. And I mean, that's a big business for us too, is that convention. So we look forward to having it in town too. But it's not just that one. When you hear, you know, when you're running a convention-based company and you're bringing meetings to, we'll just talk about Southern Nevada right now, destination management companies. I mean, it really has a snowball effect. But when you see these big companies, big conventions coming to Las Vegas, you know, that'll entice the smaller companies to bring their conventions and the corporations from around the world to bring their business planning meetings here as well. So when you do see these big things happen, you definitely, I mean, the speed of the leader determines the rate of the pack, and that's what happens.
Got to ask you, news of the day, John Lee, the current mayor of North Las Vegas, a former Democrat turned Republican, announced over the weekend that he is running for governor. He'll face a primary. And the big question a lot of people have been asking is, are you going to be a part of that primary?
Well, I will officially say it. No, I'm not going to be a part of that primary. I'm happily going to sit back and watch. And I'm looking forward to watching it go through. You know, I've known John Lee for a number of years. I actually knew him. He was a customer of ours, and he's a genuinely nice guy. And I heard you guys talking a little bit about him being a Democrat and switching to Republican. But the truth is, he's really moderate. I trust John Lee. I've known him for a long time. I've never questioned his integrity. Another cool thing, he is a mountain bike rider, so of course you get along.
Is this an endorsement early on?
No, it's definitely not an endorsement, but because he said he wouldn't endorse my race, so I'll
oh, okay.
That's just kind of it's an ongoing joke between us.
I was just going to say, but what about another office? Would you run for another office, not governor?
Oh, well, yeah, I've got my things going on. I'll let you guys know as time comes on. But, yeah, right now, no, I'm not running for governor right now. And, I think it's going to be a great race. There's some great candidates out there. It should be really interesting. I think John Lee has done a great job in North Las Vegas as well. I just get along with him because we're mountain bike riders, and he's a pretty cool guy.
No, and he is. I will tell you this: there's going to be quite a race, though, when you have people like Mark Amadei. He is looking at it. You look at Mark Hutchison. You look at so many others that are eyeballing the race. Do you have any thoughts on the race? I mean, because there's some saying we shouldn't have a big primary where people are going to be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars that they could be spending against Steve Sisolak in a general election. Should we coalesce around one candidate?
I think that interrupts the Democratic, system that we have in America. I think it should run its course. So I'm all up for everybody, trying to run for it. Who wants to run for it? I mean, that's how America works. I mean, that's what I did. So, Steve Sisolak can be an incumbent, and he's got a pretty strong House and Senate, for the most part. So he's going to be tough to beat, but, I think there's some good Republican candidates running this round. And, as long as they, stay cool and, stick up for their beliefs and, don't flip-flop, I think we'll have a good Republican candidate to go up against Steve. I think we'll be good.
Do you have a favorite, an early favorite in this race?
Oh, no, I don't want to speculate quite yet.
Okay, no predictions yet.
No predictions now.
Well, it's going to be, I tell you, it's going to be fascinating if all these candidates stay in the race. It's going to be fascinating to see how this thing all plays out. It's always fun, man. I really appreciate it. And by the way, do you have any major trips coming up?
I was going to go to Japan, but they're closed up, so we got shut down. I'll be heading to Hawaii and riding my bike up to Haleakala. Do you want to come with me?
Oh, darn it, I'm busy that weekend. Hey.
Oh, that's all good.
Jared, always good to see you, man. Thank you so much. Always good to talk to you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
There you go. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, he says business is booming. Good for him. Good for him. Stay with us. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit. And they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear from Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina. He was on with Judge Jeanine over the weekend. And they were talking about the Colonial Pipeline hacking. Lindsey Graham was unimpressed with the Biden response to the Colonial Pipeline hacking. Listen to this.
How would you characterize President Biden's response to the attack on the Colonial Pipeline?
Ineffective, weak. The one thing that we haven't seen from Joe Biden is a deterrent approach. Is anybody in Russia afraid of hitting us again? The idea of graduating people to go into cybersecurity is not what I was looking for. I was looking for putting the Kremlin on notice that these people live in your backyard. We're going to hold you accountable for their misadventure. I was looking for upping our game in terms of our laws, making cyber attacks like this cyber terrorism, so that the people who did it could be...